I want to give you a little bit of a press in your heart right now to just take a deep breath and let it go. Do it one more time. Take a deep breath and let it go. I don't want you to look at your Bibles. I just want you to concentrate on what I'm about to give to you. For the past several days, we have been commissioned to make sure that we repent. And the word repent means to change our minds. To change your mind, you can't do it without grace and His favor. And His grace and His favor is available to all of us. In Acts chapter 3, we have a word in verse 19 coming out of Peter's mouth. He says, "Repent and turn to God so that our sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Now, to preface that word, I want to kind of give you a little bit of the scenario of where we're coming from. Verse 11, while the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified His servant Jesus. You handed Him over to be killed, and you disowned Him before Pilate. Though He had decided to let Him go, you disowned the Holy, Righteous One and ask that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised Him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through Him that has given this complete healing to him. As you can see, now brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders." Notice the compassion, even to the leadership who wanted all of the apostles dead as well. Verse 18. "But this is how God fulfilled what He had foretold through all the prophets, saying that His Christ would suffer. Repent," or in other words, change your mind. "Change your mind then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that He may send the Christ," or send the anointing, "who has been appointed for you." That He may send the Christ, that he may send the anointing who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Take a deep breath. Say, Father, let me understand the next verse. I repeat the previous verse. Repent then and turn to God so that our sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ, the Anointed One, or the Anointing, who has been appointed to you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the times come from God to restore everything. He must remain in heaven or in the heavenly realms until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Do you think God has changed his mind on how he acts for the unbelievers? Or are they going to receive a cutoff date? This afternoon, as I was crying out to the Lord, I was reminded, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. I don't ever remember when I read Genesis and the story of Noah that he was happy to be booking out and leaving planet Earth. But there was a lot of corruption in the earth in that day, no different than today. There was a lot of deception. There was a lot of lies and arrogance. Haughtiness and terrible terror on every side. Every city was against each other. There was war and rumors of wars, the same as today. People killing each other, people destroying each other, and the rage continued. But then God had a plan. He had an ark of safety prepared, and it took 100 years to do it. And here Noah looked like a fool for 100 years. Sounded like a fool for 100 years. 100 years ago, the Holy Ghost came into California and Texas and began to rejuvenate our nation. And he did an incredible job without any help from the officials of the land. The officials of the land mocked, and the story hasn't changed. But repentance and the changing of our minds is our responsibility. Because Peter laid it out pretty thick here. Do I get an amen? He didn't give them any second thoughts about what they needed to do to get their act together. You say, well, I'm talking to the wrong people. We're in church. Am I talking to the wrong people? Or is there a need for us to start looking at the Lord and what his plan is of salvation for this day, like it was for Moses and his family? Moses was building an ark. And when he got done building it,
story. I think you all know it. So was he a savior even of the animal kingdom? Yes, he was. And you know, Doug is kind of sneaky because when he was with us the other night, he pointed out that the earth was corrupt and stunk. It was so bad, and it had been so corrupted that the Lord allowed the ocean and the waters from the heavens to mix. And he brought out something that I knew but never thought of it in the way that God did it. He says the waters of the great deep, including the heavenly waters, intermingled with each other. What do you get when you mix salt water with normal fresh water?
Salt water.
How come? Why can't you get half and half? Doesn't work, does it? What does salt do?
It flavors.
It what?
It flavors.
It flavors? Okay. Did you ever try to drink a glass of salt water from the ocean? What happens to you?
Dehydrates.
Thank you. If something is corrupted and you put salt water, what happens?
Cleanses.
Kills the germs.
It's a healer.
It's a healer. Whoever heard of soaking your feet in Epsom salt? Yeah. A hangnail in Epsom salt. What happens? It pulls the pus out. Oh, you're coming alive now. What am I saying? The pus that was in the earth was covered by salt water, and it was for months. In fact, I read today, I believe it's for 5 months that that water full of salt was all over the earth, over every mountain. At least a minimum of 20 feet over the highest peaks. Why would God specify that in his word? Because he's interested in getting rid of the germ and the problem that's killing his people. And it's not just sin. It's arrogance. It's haughtiness. And it's all the attitudes of men. And it's no different than our Lord's day. And when Peter was facing these two-faced individuals, he let them know the truth. Change your mind. You say, how do I do that? Well, if you were here last night, you heard about 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. Pulling down every stronghold, pulling down every pattern of thinking that pulls you away from God. And if you pull them down and you say, I don't want these anymore, they will definitely come beneath your feet. Now, I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to lift one hand to the Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, there's grace available to me. To pull down these thoughts that are troubling me, irritating me, causing me to not believe that God is interested in my salvation and in my healing. I got to get rid of those ugly thoughts. And I'm going to pull them down now. All these reasonings that were present in the time of Noah. They're no different today. All kinds of bad news. Morning, noon, and night. Giving me despair. And feeding me fear. On a regular basis. So Father, tonight. I'm changing my mind. I'm asking for grace.
I'm asking for grace.
for a readjustment in my brain. Whatever's needed to be burned out. Send your fire, Lord. Burn it out of me. And if it tries to come back, give me the grace to push it out. And to keep it out. God has given me all authority. Whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That means whatever I bind in my mind, I can pull it down and make it of no effect. And I can choose to think on good things. Like it says in Philippians 4. I can think on great victories that God has given me in the past because he doesn't change his nature. He's still a healer. He's still a redeemer. He's still a savior. And he's interested in me. He's interested in my mind and in my emotions and in my family and in my body. He's not letting me off the hook. Peter didn't let them off the hook. He made it clear. Repent. Change your mind. Turn to God. So that your sins may be wiped out. And times of refreshing may come from the Lord. I'm ready. Times of refreshing. They're for me. Neighbor, get a clue. Get in harmony with me. And we'll have times of refreshing together. Together. Hallelujah.